Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we began the midweek tradition of gathering to hear the word of the Lord, to sing praises to God, and to pray in the evening prayer service. It's not for tradition's sake that we gather. We have really good reason to gather and behold the child. God's own Son was born for us 2,000 years ago. His parents beheld him. The shepherds, after they had been told by the angels that he was born, came and beheld him. And then the wise men, as we heard tonight in the readings, once they saw the star and knew the readings, were drawn to Jerusalem, to Bethlehem. There they found him. They beheld him. And now, we behold him too, in his word. He was born for us, lived and died for us, rose and ascended up into heaven for us. We behold him now in the word. Our epistle tonight said, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible. That we can relate to. Sometimes it's hard to summon that joy that we really ought to have each and every day, and especially this time of year. So let's go with that. Our joy is inexpressible. Being German, for some of you, that's not very hard, right? Even though we know Jesus was born for us, we either forget it or we get distracted, even though it is the most holiest times of the year. You'll no doubt recall that our culture gives us no help in celebrating Christmas, not with the true joy, and it doesn't help us to prepare for Christ to come. Now, our world goes to great lengths, in fact, to keep us and the whole Christmas lot to be religiously neutral, right? I mean, sure, you can buy an outdoor nativity set at Walmart, but it's not the featured thing in the websites. And it's not the featured spot in the store, you know, the spot that everybody sees. It's not that. If they did that, somebody would have a cow, right? And somebody would say, holy cow, whose idea was it to put the real reason for the season in their number one visual spot on the website or in the stores? And the government isn't helping us prepare for Christmas and to have joy and prepare for Christ to come. They're too distracted with phone calls to foreign countries. And what it was meant by it, and who said it, and when and where and why. Their sights are not like our sights. That is December 25th, 2019. Their sights are on November 2020, when then there'll be joy to the earth for half of the country and weeping and gnashing of teeth for the other half of the country, right? And we get distracted from beholding the Christ child too, because our lives have children and grandchildren that we can see. There's no time to stop and read the word and tell it to the children. We've got karate and music lessons and holiday concerts and one thing after another, even Secret Santa exchanges. And plenty of empty pews in the church. No time. Not important enough. Or he was at church on Sunday. Why go twice? Or we get distracted from the joy of Christ coming because of those who are no longer with us here on earth. I've heard people say that Christmas is the hardest time of year. I understand. Why? because we lost a son a few days after Christmas. Or we lost a spouse. I lost a spouse. Or we lost a parent. And the whole month of December is ruined for me. Or last year we had a fight and it still hasn't been resolved. You know, Herod too was distracted. He was distracted from the child, the Christ, the one the prophets foretold of being born. He was distracted by his own desire to hang on to his own power. Didn't matter that the true king of the world was being born, right? He was distracted. He sent the wise men to go find him and worship him, though he didn't really mean it. But what would become of his namesake and his reputation and his dominion if another king is born? His distraction turned to despair, and he plotted to kill the Lord Jesus. From one king to another, welcome to Palestine. The one God appointed for the world to behold entered a hostile world of distraction, despair, and death threats. And we all, in some ways, just want to get past Christmas like Herod does and on to the new year. But God sent Jesus so that we can have true joy. Not the joy of our own making or our own failures, but joy from the very heart of God to our hearts. The news of the forgiveness of sins, the Son that Jesus is, whom God sent in your place, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead for you. God knows we are distracted by many things. God knows that we are worried about losing our power, our status, our hold on life, our jobs, our children, our parents, our pleasures. He wants us to die to all those things that we fear that we might lose in order to behold the child, the one who by faith we are heaven gaining. Though we die with every sin and distraction that Satan uses to tempt us away from beholding the child, we are born again to a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, having been baptized into him. Though you have not seen him, you believe in him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with a joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I want to end tonight by taking Herod's words and kind of turning them on their head. Herod said, though he didn't really mean it, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I too may come and worship him. As for you, my fellow distracted redeemed, go and search diligently for the child, and you will find him in his word and in his gifts. And when you have found him, or rather when he has found you, rejoice, repent, and receive the God who is life-giving and death-destroying. For he came, and he comes, and he will come again. In that Advent, confidence and peace. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.